Voters are going to get issued one ballot. It's going to have different columns. It's going to have a Democratic Party column, a Republican Party column, and then another column for any nonpartisan offices or, obviously, proposals. So if you decide you're going to participate in one of those political columns, you have to stick with it the entire ballot. So if you vote for your neighbor who is a Democrat, and then you decide to cross over and vote for additional individuals who are Republicans, none of your partisan votes will count on that ballot. And any nonpartisan vote you make would still count. But you have to remember to stay in your lane, basically. We say to voters, stay in your lane for the August primary. Make sure that you're not crossing over.